Welcome to KP and the City. My name is Kate Pearson. I just moved to, in my opinion, the greatest city in the world, New York City. This place is known to make or break you, so come along on this fight or flight journey with me to see what ridiculous stories I've got this week, only on KP and the City. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to KP and the City. I appreciate your of letting me take 2 weeks off. I was feeling a little depresso. I just wasn't really feeling any spark, and I was also home in Connecticut. So what good is KP in the city if I'm living in Connecticut for 2 weeks? I hope you all had a wonderful New Year's and a happy holiday, I guess. Happy New Year. I know it's the January 10th. We're not really supposed to say it past the 7th. I know. But I have not talked to any of you or talked at any of you, so happy New Year. Yay, 2022. Starting off with a bang. Bob Saget's dead. Pour one out for Betty White. That was tough. I'm doing okay. I am trying my hardest to stick with my not resolutions, my goals of just kind of trying to be a healthier person in general. So I have been reading a lot, which I've been really enjoying. And I know what you're thinking, like, oh, Kate, like, you're such an intellectual individual. No, I read bullshit novels. I read like romantic, like smutty, like crap. And I love it. I love it. It makes me feel like I'm escaping my real life. And, you know, the characters are going to end up together in the end. And that's my favorite type of shit. I read one book in like 2 days. I've been reading on my phone lately, which I didn't think that I would like, but it is very convenient. Yeah. What else have I been up to? I got a gym membership. I did. I went to the gym 3 times last week. Yes, I did. And today is the day that my new workout program starts. So as soon as I get snatched, it's all over for you guys. I started an acne medication, like an oral acne medication that I never, ever wanted to do. But I started because I was so frustrated with my skin. I've had bad skin for like a really long time. And when I say really long time, I mean I got my first pimple when I was in 3rd grade. My friend's mom actually commented on it, and my mom went all mama bear on her, got really pissed. And since then I have been wearing concealer, just like anytime I have it, which is like all the time. And finally, after like a month, the medication is called, I'm not going to get a keep, I just pronounce it wrong every time. Spironolactone, I think is what it's called. It's technically, if you're a guy, I'm sorry, I don't think you can take it. It's like, I think it's just primarily for women with acne. I don't know if it doesn't work on men. I can't remember, but it's a water pill. So it makes you pee. A lot of old people take it. But it's technically for blood pressure. And this all, I'm not a doctor, guys. So just please take this with a grain of salt. But it's known to like help women with their acne. My friend Jill recommended it to me. And then I asked my dermatologist and she was like, yeah, we should do it. And I was really upset. I don't really like being on any medication. And then it's been almost a month now, and I feel like my skin is really cleared, and, like, I don't wear makeup a lot anymore when I feel like I don't need to, which is a win in my book. Like, my skin has always been a huge insecurity for me, so that's a win in my book. What else is new? I have a date on Thursday. Maybe. We'll see. He'll probably cancel, because that's where I'm at. I'm like, no, it's fine. Just trucking along back here. The first week back in the city was kind of a hard adjustment. I did cry when I left my house, just because I got really used to not cooking for myself and being with my dog and sitting with my dad at night and not having a grocery shop and all those things. That was really nice. And January and February and even March are like some of the hardest months. I know for a lot of people, but for me, I'm just like, oh Jesus, the cold is never going to end. And normally I do like the cold, but I've never so early in the year wanted it to be summer. And I don't like the heat. Like I hate, especially in the city, it's so hot, but I'm like ready for the sunshine again. But I am tracking my flights for different, trips that I will be making. I am committing to those. So I'm just watching the flights, watch for the cheapest prices. I sold my car I did it. I committed. I am here now. I sold my car to like a friend through a friend, and so I have a nice chunk of change, which is nice. But that was definitely sad. That was definitely like a took a hit, just because it's like, I explained this before. It's I sold my car, so it's really permanent that I'm here. Not that I wasn't permanent before, but it's like, okay, Kate, like if you go back, you don't have a car, and you probably wouldn't have a job if you went back. It'd be a failure. So, no pressure. But I figured I would take this episode today to tell you, one, why I moved to New York City and how I did it. Because I, have always been like, yay, blah, 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 the city. But I'm like, I didn't tell you, like, logistically how I did it. It is very stressful. But I think moving anywhere is stressful, I believe. I mean, I've only done it once. I mean, besides college, that was always stressful. It's different. But I also figured I would start fresh with the point system. And so I think the city beat me in, last, we'll call it season. This is now season two. I'm trying to upgrade the Instagram and the social media and all that stuff. I'm trying to do more, make more content, all that kind of jazz. It's hard. I don't have a lot of energy or inspiration. And also, like with COVID and it being cold, we don't. Sorry, that's a Slack notification. I'm still on the clock. We don't do that much now because it's cold and it's like we don't want to go out. And it's like, so I don't have that much to talk about. So I'm really struggling for content. So, me stalling, I'm going to talk to you about how I moved to the city. First, I wanted to move to New York. I am a in the media business. So it just made sense to be in New York or LA for any media job. So here I am in New York. I just really like the idea of, endless opportunities and endless people and just I don't know, I just wanted to change and I can't even remember when I decided that I wanted to live in Manhattan, but it's just as long as I can remember. And it's been in, my family is from the Bronx and Staten Island. My dad Bronx, my mom Staten Island. But all of them when they were, in their 20s or even some of them in their teens, just their job was always like, okay, commute from their respective borough to Manhattan to work. So I think like almost all of my family members did that. Like my grandma, my aunts, like my great aunts, my mom, my dad, my mom's sisters, like everybody was always commuting to the city. And I was always like, oh, that sounds like kind of cool. I don't know. It just got in my head. And I kind of like took people's romanticizing of New York and was like, yeah, I want to do that. And I am still happy that I'm here. I still think it's really cool. And there is a part of me that gets a little thrill anytime anyone's like, oh, like, what are you up to? I'm like, I'm living in Manhattan. Just because it's really hard. But I saw a TikTok that was like really accurate. And it was, she was like, I just moved to Manhattan, aka the most embarrassing thing you could do. Because it has become like a personality trait of like, I moved from a small town to a big city. And this whole podcast is based on that. So yeah, yeah, it is. But whatever, we're gonna just keep rolling with it. It's fine. But yeah, that's kind of why I wanted to move. I also just really said, hey, I want to get out of my comfort zone. Let's cannonball myself into a giant city in the middle of a pandemic and see how I do with no friends. So yeah, I mean, hey, if I can do it, you could do it. And so, how to do it? So this. Before I start, this is my personal experience. It could go differently for you. It could be easier, it could be harder. I don't know. And mind you, I moved in June of 2021. So the rent was still significantly lower. So things that I'm going to say are not going to reflect the rent of Manhattan or New York City today, unfortunately. I could say that I got lucky, but we also are dealing with a pandemic, so it's like no one's really lucky, right? So a year ago, like January 1st, I said to myself, I am moving to New York this year. Hence that TikTok that didn't blow up that should have. I'm gonna try to repost it, to be honest. January 1st, I started I know, manifesting, but I really said to myself, like, I am going to do it this year. I've always wanted to do it, like blah blah blah. So, at the time, I was substitute teaching, which was just kind of like my gig at the time. It was a daytime job. It was kind of, I'm not gonna say easy, but it was like easy in terms of, okay, you show up, you do your thing, and you go home. Teaching is very hard, and I wasn't even a teacher. And I was applying to jobs like a madwoman. That is important. Obviously, you should have a job unless your parents are going to pay for your rent or your whoever is going to pay for your rent. Great on you, but that was not going to happen for me, which is totally understandable. I wouldn't expect it. So, job first. Finding a job is a full-time job. So get those cover letters, get those resumes, get your portfolios, all those things, and just apply to everything. And you never know. And so I got my job in like the middle of February, and I was supposed to start the first week in March. And I like panicked because I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna have to move. Like everything is just happens very fast-paced. Thankfully, I was told that the job is going to be remote. Well, back up. The job was in person for the first 2 weeks of training, and then from then on, it would be in person one day a week. And I said to myself, after that 2 weeks in person, how am I going to make this work? Like, am I going to move right now just to be working in an office one day a week? And I didn't think that that was feasible for me yet. So for 3 months, I was okay. So I live in Manchester, Connecticut, which is central Connecticut. It's closer to Boston, basically. And I was commuting south, well, southwest, right? Yeah, southwest to my brother's house, which was in Norwalk, Connecticut. My day in office was Tuesdays. No, Wednesdays. Jeez, I'm sorry. It's been a while. So Tuesday night, I would drive an hour and 15 minutes to Norwalk, Connecticut to stay the night, wake up in the morning, commute from Norwalk to Manhattan, which is like an hour and 10 minutes, and then work, take the train home to Norwalk. Sleep over again and leave that early that morning enough so I could make it home in time to work remotely on Thursday. It was a crazy, like almost like 36 hours of commuting, but I saved a lot of money on rent and I got to spend time at home because then the rest of the week I was home. And I had the weekends at home and I got to see my friends and all that stuff. I don't regret that at all. And then it came time where I noticed that rent was going up. I was just kind of like browsing. And here's my advice for you. If you are looking to move, you can't really look for apartments until you are like about to move, basically. So I was looking at apartments in April and I was like, I want to move in June. You can't do that because they go really fast. So if you are looking to move in June, you need to look at the end of May or in June or the earliest in June. So basically, I started to kind of panic. I was like, I feel like, the rent's going up, like blah, 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 blah. So I had a coworker of mine at the time that invited me to this group on Facebook called Sweats in the City, which is cute. This was before I came up, or maybe after. I can't remember the idea for the podcast. But so where was I? Blank thoughts. Okay. My brain hasn't been working today, guys. It's Monday. So, Sweats in the City, and it was all kind of people looking for roommates or selling furniture, that sort of thing. And so I would just scroll through and see like who was looking for roommates and blah blah blah. And finally, I scrolled upon my two roommates, Whitney and Taylor, and they were in the same budget as me. And what you're gonna find too is if you are at an entry level position and you are not working in like, I don't know, a high-paying job. I work in media. I make nothing, so I was looking for some low, some like I was working for cheap, and so people are gonna be like, my budget's 3 grand. I'm like, that's good for you. That's great. Good for you. My budget was not. My budget was like 1 grand a month. Which, if you are already living in the city or like thinking about what you're gonna be like, that's nothing. You can't get an apartment. I did. Hold. So I found Whitney and Taylor. We were messaging and then we FaceTimed and we kind of just like kind of went with it. And it, when people ask like how we meet, on Facebook, they're like, that's risky. I'm like, it's kind of the same way you move to college. You just kind of get paired with random people, So, I just kind of crossed my fingers and went with it. And they are friends and I was just the outlier. So I was like, whatever, this is fine. So what we did not do before searching for apartments, and you should do, is if you are going to move, you need to get all of your documents in order before you do it. Which means, for all of you, like whoever's moving, you need this is just from my experience, but pretty much I'm pretty sure you need these things. You need last 2 pay stubs, your W-2s, sorry, that was my email, your job offer letter, I needed to provide this, your past due bank statements and credit card statements. Just, you know, they don't want to get screwed if you can't pay your rent. And these take a little bit to find and download or digitally download or scan into your computer, whatever you want to call it. And what was important for us, and something that is kind of like a hack, is that if you, for example, I had only been in my job 2 months, like what, how do I appeal to a landlord, you know, like 2 months is nothing, I could get fired, you know, and they had just graduated college, and one of them maybe had a job, and the other one didn't. She had enough money for a couple months, but how are you supposed to prove that to a landlord? So there are things called guarantors, and it's kind of similar to the way you co-sign in a lease, but basically guarantors are people that are like under your name in the lease that are like, basically, if you can't pay your rent, it falls on them, and they are guaranteeing to pay your rent, God forbid you can't. So I was like, okay, like we should each get our own guarantor or whatever. So my dad was mine, and then Whitney's dad and Taylor's mom. And that was complicated because it was then you have to provide all those things, like the W-2s, the pay stubs, all the bank statements, all of that for three more people. So I was dealing with documents from six people. Four of them, I didn't even know. Like, I had never met them in person, and they're entrusting me and think, like, I'm a trustworthy person. And I, like, you know, we had conversations on the phone and everything like that. But it is very stressful to get all of those documents correctly. Mind you, they were also on the West Coast. And all the time that I was trying to get these documents, I was doing it at, like, 9 a.m. before work started. And they were still asleep. Asleep. Jesus. Asleep. So, with that being said, get your documents in order before you are ready to move, because it is stressful. So with that being said, so before we got our documents, we started apartment hunting. So I was doing most of the brunt for the looking for apartments, because they obviously don't live here, but I was like sending pictures and, you know, all that stuff, videos. So where was I in this? I don't know, whatever. Oh, another thing to notice. So things move very quickly. So if you are touring apartments, there's a good chance it's like, okay, if you like this apartment, you should pounce on it right then and there. So I didn't know that. And it was very stressful to me because I was always like, oh my God, we're going to lose it. We're going to lose it. And it did happen. So we saw an apartment, or virtually saw an apartment, that was really nice. It was in Hell's Kitchen. And it was like exactly what we were looking for. And it was cheap. Like at the time, and this is going to like piss some of you off if you're going to move to New York, but at the time, because COVID was so, it wasn't even that, not that it wasn't bad, but like it was June, it was starting to become warm, it wasn't as bad, but the rent was still low and there were like 2 months free or blah, 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 blah. The apartments we were looking at were like $2,500, $2,700 for like a couple bedrooms. Like they were really cheap. And I'll tell you my rent in a second, and I'll break it down for you and how I budget my, and how I survive. But so that apartment was maybe $2,600 for three bedrooms, like three nice bedrooms in Hell's Kitchen. And we lost it because we didn't have our information in on time. So that's how fast it goes. So when I toured, that was virtually, but then I toured another day in person with my dad before work, and I toward this apartment, the one I'm sitting in, and it was the first one I saw, and I was like, this is really nice. And it is. It's big for the price. It's like not, you know, ginormous, but it's, the living room is a really good size. The kitchen is really nice. Like we have a bathtub. We have a dishwasher. It's only two floors up. Like it's in a nice area. The train is a block and a half away. So with that being said, I texted them. I was like, look, here are the apartments I saw. The first one is really nice. We should jump on this. And it took a couple days to get our shit together, but finally we did and we applied. And a few days later, we got approved. And that was in the beginning of June, or maybe at the end of May. Like it was like, and then we were able to move in 15 days later. So it is a very quick process. And I didn't know that that's how quick it was. And the way we found all these apartments, sorry, I forgot to tell you, is on Street Easy. I particularly like Street Easy just because it's, I'm pretty sure, let me triple check this so I'm not giving you false information, but I'm pretty sure Street Easy is for like, yeah, it's for New York City and around New York. I think there's like Jersey City and Long Island City too. But yeah, it's New York. So that's why I liked it. I looked at some on apartments.com, but I particularly like Street Easy just I just liked it. It was easy, friendly, and blah, blah, blah. And you can, you know, choose your maximum price. And a lot of them do video tours and all that. And I would say, too, to, like, sometimes on Street Easy, it tells you who the broker is. And you could contact the broker, because if they're like, oh, sorry, this apartment went, then they might have another apartment for you. So, for example, in this building, I was like, hey, I want to see this apartment. It was the apartment above us. And then it was the back of the building. So it was like, I don't know, 4D. No. Yeah, I have 4R or whatever, because it's rear and front. And it wasn't as nearly as nice. Not that I have a view right now, but like the view was like nothing. And it was kind of darker. And the kitchen and the setup wasn't as nice. And he was like, I have another one downstairs. And I was like, yeah, like show me that one. And it was this apartment that I'm sitting in right now, and I fell in love with it immediately. So you never know. Ask a bunch of questions. Ask if they have other apartments and all that. And when you are touring, you know, really look at the place. Take detailed video and photos, because you never know, you know. So, you know, ask about amenities, ask about utilities, how much it's going to cost, bed bugs, trash, mail, you know, check the outlets, I guess, if you want. All of those things. So, and then you can look around the neighborhood, like take a walk around the neighborhood, see if it's something you like, see if you feel safe. And I suggest trying to move close to a train station. I just personally really like it because it's so close. And then if you like it, you apply, and there's sometimes an application fee. And then if you do get approved, it's genuinely first month's rent and a security deposit, which is the same price as the rent. So it's like, make sure you have that money like right away and some leftover. So it's an expensive process. But once you're a couple months in, it's like, okay, this is what it's going to be like, my rent, my utilities, all that stuff. So my breakdown for my rent, and I know it's cheap, and I'm very lucky, we pay $2,700 a month for a true three bedroom. My room is the biggest. The middle room is still a really good size. And then the last room is pretty tiny. It's really small, but I pay the most, then Whitney, then Taylor. And that's the order of the rooms. So I pay $975. I think, Whitney pays $8 something. And then Taylor pays $850. I don't even know what the breakdown is. We mail, our landlord is like an older gentleman, and he prefers personal checks. So we write our personal checks out like 5 days before the first of the month. We have like a grace period, and our utilities, we get heat and hot water for free. So we pay for electricity. So it varies every month, but it's through and we pay for Wi-Fi, and it's Wi-Fi Spectrum. We don't have cable because fuck that. And we pay for electricity, and it's all under my name, so I know like what's happening. And Con Ed, in the beginning it was really expensive because it was like leveling out with the meters and everything. But it kind of averages like with Wi-Fi and electricity, like maybe $50 a month. In the summer, it's going to be more expensive because AC. And hair appliances, I have noticed, are more expensive. So sometimes you can check the outages like on the app, and it's like, oh, what were you doing on Wednesday at 9 o'clock? I'm like, oh, I was blow drying my hair. Like, you know, so that I think from start to finish is how I moved. So yeah, we were able to move in June 15th, and we didn't till the end of June because I just wasn't ready. Like, it was just so fast, and I wanted to enjoy my birthday and enjoy Father's Day and all that. And then for me, I was moving quite far. Not as far as my other roommates, but I had stuff already that I wanted to take with me, so I got a moving truck and all that, and that can be a hefty chunk of change. So when you move, make sure you have like money stored away so that you can do it comfortably. It was very hard to move. Get some strong people if you have big furniture and no elevator. Okay, with the email. Shush. What else can I tell you? When you moved, oh, here's another thing. If you're worried about furniture, you don't have to move with furniture, by the way. But I just wanted to, because I knew once I got here, and if I wanted furniture, I knew that I would have to carry it up myself, and I can't really do that. So I just subjected my family to move with me. So you can join Facebook groups for your neighborhood, and there are other Facebook groups that people sell furniture for free, Facebook Marketplace. But my favorite is every neighborhood has a Buy Nothing and then your neighborhood. So mine is Buy Nothing Upper East Side. And that's where I get a lot of stuff for free. So for example, we got our like a lot of the furniture in our living room on that. Well, we found our coffee table in the trash, but you know, we cleaned it. I got an espresso machine recently off of that page, and I am so excited about it. You can get clothes that way. There are a lot of ways to finesse getting stuff for free in the city, so you should definitely take advantage of that. We scour that page. That's not the right word, but whatever. But yeah, that's kind of how I did it. Trying to think of other like hacks. If you have the ability to get a broker, you absolutely can. I couldn't really afford that type of thing. Again, with my budget, I was looking for like the cheapest of the cheap. Like you can do it, and it's much easier if you get a bro if you pay for a broker and you know, want a building with an elevator and a doorman. I don't have that. I can't afford that. So I was looking for the broke of the broke, and I don't make a lot, and it can be done barely. I will say that our rent is supposed to go up in June, and I probably will not be able to afford it then, so I need to get a new job, or we need to negotiate. But that's a May problem. Because I tried to negotiate already with my landlord, and he was like, "It's too soon." And I was like, "All right, bet." But yeah, I mean, I don't make a lot of money, but my rent is like 975. Let's just round it. My rent is 1,000. I pay about $50 in utilities, about $50. No, that's like a week. Let's say 150 for groceries a month. Let's do math here. Let's do some math. Let me get my calculator out. So, right, hold on. This is kind of a more boring episode, but like, it's logistically, this is what I do. So, 1,000 for rent and 50 for utilities. So it's 1,050 plus, let's say, 150 a month for groceries. Then I have my gym membership, which is $30. I have what else do I pay for? Let's say I use, okay, public transit. Let's say for MetroCard, like for subways, let's say 60 a month. I don't know. I'm trying to guess. We're already up to 1290. Then you have to leave in room for like fun and like going out. Let's say 100. That's like lowballing. Budgeting is really hard. 100, so we're up to 1390 now. Which is already more than half of what I make a month. Really, guys, I make no money. What else do I have to pay for? I don't have a car payment, or I didn't have a car payment, but I didn't have car insurance. What the hell? What else do I pay for? Like Apple Care for my phone, that's $15 a month. I don't know. Let's say it's up to 1,400, right? 1,405 right now. So living in the city is expensive, and budgeting is a real thing. But I would say if you're going to move, you need to have a big chunk saved. Like, God forbid something happens. God forbid you can't work because of COVID, or I don't know, something. You need to have a nest egg to lean on. God forbid something happens. If your rent goes up, or you know, whatever. So that is how I moved to New York. I think that I answered all of the aspects of the questions. You can also use apartments.com, but I like Street Easy. You can also look on Facebook groups for people looking for you to join a lease, or like take over a lease or sublease until you can take over. The opportunities are endless. And if you're not looking for Manhattan, if you're trying to be a little cheaper, you could try the other boroughs. I just wanted to be in Manhattan. So you could try Brooklyn, you could try Queens, you could try Long Island City, or like Jersey City, or even like what's the one? Fucking, oh my God, what's the city in Jersey that's like right there? I'm blanking. It doesn't matter. But look for, you know, you can look outside of Manhattan if you're interested. Even if you're willing to pay Metro North prices, you can live in Westchester. I wouldn't advise living in Long Island. It's going to be really expensive, and it's kind of a bitch. But yeah, that's how I did it. And if you have any other questions about how I did it, or advice or whatever, I'm not really one to give a lot of advice, but that is how I did it. And now to wrap up the episode, because I barely did anything last week. I did nothing on the weekend. I just kind of chilled and went to the gym a lot, and have been just getting used to being back in the city. Here's some things that I have learned in my first 6 months in Manhattan. No matter where you are always sweating. Get used to being sweaty. Get used to the swamp ass because it's never gonna go away. Carry a portable charger on you at all times. You never know when your phone's gonna die. Never get on an empty subway car. Everyone kind of knows that, but if it's empty, it's probably empty for a reason. Find a pair of shoes that are equal parts cute and equal parts comfy, because you never know when you're gonna get off at the wrong stop and have to walk, or if the stop that you normally get off of isn't available anymore because it's gonna be express and you didn't know. Dating is just as bad as everyone says it is. It's horrible. Grocery shopping is difficult. It's just something that's simple is difficult because it involves transporting and carrying bags and all that stuff. Taxis are superior to Uber. However, taxis are hard to find right now. A taxi is a gem right now, to me at least. Traveling somewhere else outside the city is difficult. The hottest summer that you're going to spend in New York City is in a pre-war building in the winter. The heat is insane and you can't shut it off. And if you're lucky, it leaks like mine. And look up while you're walking because you could be on your phone and someone else could be on your phone and boom, you could hit each other. You could get hit by a bike, which has almost happened to me lots of times. Oh, I didn't write this one down, but the city dogs are another breed. They are so cute. And in the winter, they wear their boots and their hoodies and their little coats. It's really cute. So those are some of the things that I've learned while living here. And I still know absolutely nothing because it's only been 6 months. You can't call yourself a New Yorker till you've lived here for 10 years, so I ain't even close. That's what I got for you this week. I'm going to do my best to do some fun things this week and to report back for another episode next week. I'm trying to think of a main character Monday song for you. Let's see what I've been listening to recently. Let's see. Let's try. Ooh, okay. This is good. I've been trying to like listen to it every day, try to stay inspired. Don't Lose Sight by Lawrence. Lawrence is a really, really cool band. And Don't Lose Sight is kind of like, this shit's gonna kill me, but I won't let it. Like, you know, just the crappy stuff, you know? So just keep going and well, I'll make it through at some point. Yeah. So sending good vibes your way. Send some good vibes my way. And yeah, I will you know, talk to you guys next week, I guess. I hope you all have a lovely week. Happy Monday. The sun is starting to set a little bit later here, so that is positive. Please comment, rate, subscribe. Comment on all the Instas. I'm trying to redo the Insta. Show me some love. I'm trying my best. Yeah, I will talk to you next week.